Well, good morning and welcome to The Drive. It is 5:53 a.m. and I'm in my car about to get going, about to get driving. And the passage in Hebrews I kind of want to look at and ponder and think about is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works as God did from his. And so the importance of resting, right? The Old Testament called it Sabbath. And I'm reading a book right now. It's a book specifically written for pastors and pastoral work. And right now I'm on the section of prayer. And it's basically there's three main points to the book, the pastor's work, right? Prayer, the scriptures, and guiding God's people. It's really simple and yet incredibly concise and profound as well. But in the section on prayer, you know, the author's talking about Sabbath, and I just enjoy and like and am reminded the way in which he talks about. One point that I loved this morning was that when you can get so many, you know, divine things done and accomplished by resting, and that's kind of a revolutionary idea to me because, you know, the world says, well, when you rest, you don't do anything, so you get nothing accomplished, so you're wasting your time, right? That's kind of the world's way of seeing Sabbath or rest. But in reality, when you're resting, what you're doing is detaching from the people in the world, the things of the world, the busyness, the schedule, the routines. You're detaching from all of that. Why? Just because? No, that's called vacation. You're detaching from all of that so that you can attach to Christ. So you can not focus on all that stuff, the busyness, the routine, the main things you usually do. So you can detach from all the busyness so that you can attach to Christ, so that you can draw closer to him, so that you can hear his still small voice. So all the convoluted stuff that happens when we're living in this world would be quieted down so that we can hear God's voice louder. And as I'm reading this, it's just Sabbath, you know, to rest, to truly rest means to quit, to stop, to detach. And I love that because we need that. And it's funny because when I woke up too, I saw that my pastor friend, he is detaching for 40 days. He's like, hey guys, I'm out for 40 days, taking a Sabbath, taking a rest, taking a break. See you around. And I was like, whoa. And so I saw that he did that, and then I read that chapter about prayer and about the importance and the health that results from rest. And so I was just kind of reminded, like, yes, that's just as important as work. I'm always reminded of that because I do like doing stuff. I do like working. I do like seeing progress. And when I don't, I'm kind of like, was anything happening, right? But yeah, there is a lot happening. When you rest in Christ, when you truly just hone in on him and detach from the world's stuff, it's almost like an epiphany. It's like a regeneration. It's like a rejuvenation, you know, to your soul. You're like, yes, this is exactly what I needed. You don't think so. A lot of times we don't think so as we're doing our routines, seeing progress, seeing results, if you will. And so we're like, I don't need to rest, I'm good. Like, look at all the stuff that's happening, right? It's like, no, you still need to steal away to rest because that's good for your spiritual health, right? And so there's these ideas, and I loved it because the pastor that I'm reading this from, you know, he's since gone on to be with the Lord some years ago, but he would say, like, for 15 or 20 years, every single Monday, they would go out, and and go to the mountains or the forest or somewhere. And he said, yeah, we would just go out and it'd be quiet, and we would just be, you know, seeking the Lord. They were together, but they were just kind of seeking the Lord, and it would be quiet for 2 or 3 hours, and they would, you know, write in their journals, and they would just walk on these trails. And he said, yeah, my wife kept a journal. And he's like, if you look in the journal, it's pretty, it's not remarkable. But you'll see, like, the certain types of flowers that she noticed, the sky, the her surroundings, the way that the Lord's speaking to her. Like, she just noted what God was speaking to her, what she noticed. She's looking at creation and just enjoying time with the Lord and enjoying her surroundings and nothing else. You know what I mean? Like, no cell phone, no smartphone, no tablet, no, you know, distractions. And I just thought that was, it's simple, but I thought that was incredibly remarkable, because it's like, yes, that's it. Detaching from the world and making it a routine to attach to the Lord, to quiet down and to hear His voice. You know, I just think that's so powerful. But here in Hebrews, it's talking about, you know, resting in Christ, making that a routine. Oftentimes our routine has to do with seeing tangible progress. I will put that into my routine if I see forward motion. But that's not always true. Oftentimes staying still and just focusing on the Lord and doing less is more productive to your spiritual health than actually doing stuff and serving the Lord and going forward. Now, don't get me wrong, serving the Lord is awesome. I've had the privilege of doing it for almost 20 years now, and I love it. I love serving the Lord. But the more that I serve the Lord, and the more that I do what God's called me to do, the more I realize the value. I think that's a good way to put it, as I'm talking and thinking right now. The value of resting. It's so incredibly valuable, because it's valuable for you and for those who you interact with on a regular basis. Because you really can't give out or do much or help others if you're burnt out, if you have nothing left, if you're running on fumes, as they say. And so I'm not just talking to you guys and telling you guys, I'm always telling myself this, honestly. I mean, even when it comes to studying the Word, you know, this last week I've been studying the Word, and there were times where I'm like, okay, I've been studying for 3 hours straight in the same chair, and my mind is mush now. I got nothing. I'm burnt out. I need to take breaks. Like, even those short intervals of taking a break, taking a breath, and being like, okay, I need to detach here for 20 minutes and then go back to it, because all I'm trying to do is goal-oriented, get it done, move on, go to the next thing. It's like, no, that's not always the best thing, right? So I don't know. I just love that idea of resting in Christ, but also resting physically, and also detaching yourself from the world temporarily and making that part of your routine, so that you can attach to the Lord, so that you can hear His still small voice, so that the noise of the world quiets down and God's voice gets louder. What a good reminder. So God bless you guys, and I hope and I pray that you have an amazing day today. Remember to, yes, rest in Christ. You have rest in your heart for sure, but at the same time, like, physically, you know, in this world, take time to detach and attach to the Lord. God bless you guys. Talk to you tomorrow.